Good morning, Ramasi. Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Meredith. Good morning, Katrina. Good morning, Julie. Good morning, Karen. good morning, Venerable Kelson. Good morning, Susie. Good morning, Felix. Good morning, Jordan. Good morning, Nili. Good morning, Laura. Good morning, Sheila. Good morning, Douglas. Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, Venerable Kelson, Tizil Hamo. Good morning, Joy. Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Marcelo, Fernanda, Patagonia. Good morning, Alisa. Good to see you again. Good morning, Lee. Good morning, Kim. Good morning, Govina. Good morning, Joanna. Bodhisattva Patti. Good morning, Venerable Hamo. Tashi Dere. Good morning, Patti, Pandiji. Good morning, Alisa. Good to see you in Patagonia. Good morning, Jessica. Anybody watching on YouTube, good morning. Yeah, Venerable Alhamdulillah, maybe begin with a short prayer.
Any Buddhist mantra? Yata Mune Mune Mahamunaye Soha Yata Mune Mune Mahamunaye Soha Yata Mune Mune Mahamunaye Soha. Now the Medicine Buddha, first great stanza.
Recite the stanza.
Bhagavan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms. Dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light.
Little bit about this practice. This is like a healing practice, which has been done for thousands of years. You know, people have been practicing that thousands of years. People have been practicing. This is like a practice that helps us how to achieve healthy body and healthy mind. So then Medicine Buddha itself represents healing energy or healing power. Eventually it's all about healing. You know, every practice that we do is all about healing, particularly healing from these three poisons, what we call three poisons: anger, attachment, ignorance. That's the primary reason why life gets so complicated. This whole cycle. Why is it going round and round? Because of the center of this will of life. Center of will of life is this three poison was painted in image of rooster, snake, then pig or whatever you call this. You have many names, I'm not sure which one I should use. Like boar, like pig, I'm not sure, there are a few names, so then Tibetan, there's only one name for Papa. They'll call everything. So anyway, that's why, you know, this, that's why this wheels go round and round, 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 round. So that's the primary reason why this, you know, life is, that's how that we don't feel completely healed because of this, you know, what we call three poisons. So anyway, so the medicine Buddha represent the healing power or energy, whatever you call. So not to just say the mantra, so make it more like, it's like healing practice. So then it is good to learn how to visualize, and how to visualize. If you are familiar with the medicine Buddha image, you know, medicine Buddha image, so they can, you can visualize. If you are not familiar with medicine Buddha image, I think it's okay just to visualize light. I think it's okay. But the whole purpose of this practice to heal, to, this is a healing practice to heal. So then according to Tibetan medicine practice, there is like core relationship between physical body and mind. They're very much, just very much related, very much interdependent. The person who has more calm mind, more compassionate mind, kind-hearted, generally speaking, so they probably have less physical complications. And people who are always angry, always, you know, the anger is the worst. Anger is the worst, you know, always like negative, very short temper. So there are, you know, physical, including even like blood circulation, all of that, you know, will have, you know, negative impact because of the mind. Negative mind, amount of negative mind that rise on a daily basis. So this healing practice, I think, is very good for all of us, you know, to heal. You know, so not just to yourself, to heal, also help, also like, even just imagine that you're healing, not just yourself, healing, you know, each and every living being on this planet, just in imaginary way, so you get a lot of benefit. But doing that, you get a lot of benefit. You know, a lot of benefit, okay? So what you do, so then you sit down. Whatever position that you are comfortable, you know, of course, when you meditate, you know, there are like certain physical positions that you, sitting positions that you follow. And for some reason, if you're not able to follow that, you know, physical sitting positions, whatever like a comfortable position that you can sit, so I think that's okay, you know. That it has to be comfortable. Then there are. It's like then cushions. This has to be something comfortable. You don't sit on something that you are not comfortable. If you are not physically comfortable, it's hard to do meditations. You know, if you are not mentally comfortable, then meditation is hard to do. Same. Physically, if you are not comfortable, then meditation is not, you know, because there are some difficulties that kind of disturb your mind. So whatever positions, you know, that you are comfortable, so, then if you want to follow the specific positions, then you can learn there's like seven sitting positions of, you know, Buddha Vajracchana. You can learn the seven sitting positions. Sometimes they say eight sitting positions, so that the last one is breathing meditations that you add on. Well, this is not, is like when you see 8 sitting positions, the breathing meditation is not really a sitting position, but it's the edge on that. Because you know, you could sit down, and meanwhile, then you realize your mind is kind of disturbed. So in that case, probably you very much needed to do breathing meditation in order to bring the mind in, to make your mind calm, make your mind, bring your mind down on the calmer level. So that breathing meditation is necessary. Oh, your mind might be disturbed by thinking because you're obsessed with, you become obsessed with something that you can't stop. So then in that case, particularly in that case, so 21 breathing meditation is very much needed in order to stop thinking, stop that specific thought. That breathing meditation will help. Oh yeah. So now, so whatever sitting position that you feel comfortable, so then you sit like that, then visualize or imagine. Is there a difference between visualization and imagine? Same thing? The visualization is a more fancy word. I mean, using a fancy word doesn't make you become fancy. So imagine, you know, like that in a, imagine like a rugged jewel, your top of your head. Sanjay Minjilas, no, medicine Buddha, if you can visualize, or just visualize dark blue color, which symbolize power of, you know, power of healing. Didn't mention the text, I think it's okay, because text didn't mention visualize color. Text does mention visualize medicine Buddha, you know, so color. So next time when you look at the text, there's no color visualizations. The Gisigeli just made it up. I think it's okay, you know, to, if you have no idea how, what the medicine Buddha looks like. Rangichi was Sanjay Menjala, Kundo Mumbo, color in dark blue. One face, two arm. Right hand, supreme giving hand gestures, which looks like, or exactly like, yeah, so that's good. Now look at the image, okay? Right hand, supreme giving hand gestures. If you need to look at, please look at the image. Holding a plant is like type of medicinal plant. It has a particular name called Arura. Doesn't matter. If you know any names of medicine plant, you can just visualize that. I mean in English. If you know any name of the medicine plant, so then just visualize that very plant that you know is like holding on the right hand and soothing giving hand gesture. Left hand meditative positions, holding a ball. The ball is filled with nectar, or amrita in Sanskrit. English called nectar. In particular, in this case, we need to visualize that ball is filled with the, even though there are few different types of nectar, In this case, you should visualize the nectars filled with the medicinal amrita, medicinal nectars. So now that's been, I explained that last 2 weeks ago. So now we are slow, so we have eight. There are eight or seven types of medicine Buddha. If you want to do the practice, in intensive practice, so then it's good to learn the color, the name, the hand mudra, abhisma, seven set of medicine Buddha, so you can learn. So today I'm going to eat one more. Okay. So this is all like form of light. It's not like something solid. It's like form of, you visualize the image in the form of light. Okay. So then top of medicine Buddha, there's another medicine Buddha. Color in red color. Chogjin, the same like that, nothing is holding, like supreme giving, right hand, supreme giving hand gestures, red color. Left hand meditative position, so. See the healing, the color of healing energy is like different color. It's not just always dark blue, some cases red. So that's what I'm going to eat today, like one more. You know, so then maybe next time, maybe one more. This is also where you learn all of them. Okay. So then, you know, like if it's possible, so I think if you're interested into this healing practice, then, you know, you must learn. In order to get the maximum benefit, if you learn how to do the practice, then you'll get maximum benefit. It means in this case, it means like to achieve healthy body, healthy mind. Okay, so then now the medicine Buddha practice, you know, if you talk to Venerable Hamu or Venerable Shukila at the center, they know the medicine Buddha practice, then they can probably guide it to you. Good to learn the first medicine Buddha's name, then the second Buddha medicine Buddha name, so then you learn. So in order to do the practice, then you say that seven times. Meanwhile, you are saying the seven times, so then the nectar continues flowing from their body, then purify your all the physical problems, then purify all the problems are generated by anger, ignorance, attachments, completely purify. So then your life become very healthy life. No, okay. So then you visualize that. So now here, if you are interested, I'm not going to push you, but I'm just sharing with you to. What is the technique or method how to achieve healthy body, healthy mind, not just talk? How to achieve that? Is there something I can do to help myself to achieve healthy body, healthy mind? Is there any practice out there? Yes, that's called medicine Buddha practice. That is the practice. So that helps you to achieve healthy body, healthy mind. If you're interested, so then please learn the first medicine Buddha name, Lapis Lazuli, color Lapis Lazuli. The second one, color in red, and learn their name. So, you know, in the beginning you can just say one, then visualize, then eventually say two, then three, so then, you know, then eventually all this healing practice will be here. You don't need any books, it'll be here. You can do wherever you want to go. When you see somebody hurting, somebody's like, so then you can visualize that, you can visualize that, you know. So I think there's a benefit of eventually remembering practice by heart, the beautiful of that. You don't need to rely on any external things. It's all here. You can do wherever you go. You can just do, you know. So that, you know, like, slowly. You memorize one word a day. When 100 days over, then you manage to memorize 100 words. That's pretty good. One word a day. Okay. So then next Sunday, then maybe one more, you know, perhaps, okay. So then, yeah, in the practice. So now move on, please, Lamala. So now, yeah, Lamala, recite the medicine Buddha.
So listen, recite this out loud three times, and then we'll do 21 all together, and then first three is out loud, and the last one out loud together. Iyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha Iyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha Iyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Iyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. So the four measurables. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering.
Oh yeah, so here, it's not just, we just recite this, but it's not just for this for immeasurable practice, not just to read, also to implement. So this practice will boost your, I say, altruistic intentions, altruistic attitude, altruistic intentions, altruistic mindset, which is very, very important to have in order to help yourself. That's the best way to help yourself, to have altruistic attitude. The reason is very simple. So everybody wants to be loved. Everybody wants to be cared. Everybody likes something good, regardless whether you're a believer, not believer, Christian, Buddhist, even animals. Everybody likes to be around with kind persons, That's why it's good for your happiness if you practice, if you embrace the practice of altruistic attitude, warm heart, kind heart. So this four immeasurable practice will boost your practice of kindness, warm heart, altruistic attitude. So then right after when you finish reciting the four immeasurable practice, then you make deep down from your heart, you make commitments that you will do any practice that helps. Alleviate other people from suffering, problems. Whether they're saying something nice, making some positive comments, anything that makes their day, anything that cheers up their life, anything. Doesn't have to be huge or big. Anything. Because now nobody on this planet, we may have different culture background, different traditions, different religious belief. We look different. We have different interests. Bottom line, each and every one of us on this planet, every single second, looking for something good. There's nothing to do with religion. That's a fact. Pendjian Lobsa Chuchen said in Guru Pujan, Dunga Thambu Sangha Meditations, nobody wants. You may think, they don't deserve, that's ignorance. You may think, that person don't deserve happiness, that's ignorance, that's misunderstanding, that's not wisdom. Dunga Thambu Sangha Meditations, nobody on this planet, nobody wants even the slightest problem, nobody. When it's come down on happiness, nobody satisfied. Nobody content. That is the situations that we are all in. In different levels. In order to develop altruistic attitude, or in order to practice bodhicitta, so first we need to understand the situations. That is the situation that we are all in. On that base, there's no differences between you and others. You may think you are more superior than them. That's a mistake. That kind of attitude, people will not appreciate. So then practicing alters the attitude. Oh, so that will free you from depressions. That will free you from the lower self-esteem. 100%, no doubt. 100%, this practice will alleviate you from depressions, sense of lower self-esteem. So this practice will free you from that. Free you from that. There's no questions. There's no questions. It brings you immense, just at home, at your home, you don't need to go to talk to every single person on the street. You can just sit in home, and there's something wonderful is happening within your mind. Something very wonderful is happening in your mind. That you are deeply connected to making connections with other living beings, and you are thinking about something wonderful, you just want to free all of them. You just want to free, that's your ultimate way, you just want to free all of them, from all the complications, all the suffering. Isn't that wonderful? That's a fact. Nobody wants, even the slightest problem, nobody, including yourself, nobody. When it comes down on happiness and pleasure, nobody's content, nobody's content. That is the situation. That's the reality. So now, based on that reality, then think. Oh, you could, it's your choice. No, nobody forces you, it's your choice. You could be very judgmental, very critical, very pessimistic. It's your choice. To base on that fact, or to be kind, warm-hearted, kind, If not that, at least rises, restrain, harming them. Like people become negative based on politics, people become negative based on traditions, people become negative based on religious belief. It's all unfortunate, Meanwhile, completely forgetting that nobody on this planet wants even the slightest problem. Nobody. Completely forget that. And believing in or being critical judgment, maybe that's the way to become more happy. Meanwhile, we cannot be happy. We cannot be happy. That's not how you become happier. That's not how you help yourself eventually completely free yourself from all this cycle of complications that you are in at the moment. Whatever wisdom, whatever deeds that associate with the altruistic attitude, I will practice them, I will engage with them wholeheartedly. So then that's the kind of commitment you make after that, and also reciting for immeasurable prayer, the kind of commitment you deliberately make from your heart from now on. Help myself, ultimately completely free myself. I want to embrace altruistic attitude. Whatever deeds that will help to boost that practice of altruism.
Altruistic.
Yeah, that's altruistic. Whatever deeds that helps, or maybe saying something nice, what do you lose? Nothing. Say something harsh word, people kind of like, they intimidate. They, what's the benefit? There's no benefit. There's no benefit making someone scared. There's no benefit. If you make someone laugh, it's good for their health, it's good for their life. There's something that you are fully capable, you are not like incapable, you are fully capable to do that physically, verbally, mentally. You could do something positive, but unfortunately, sometimes we choose to be negative. It's unfortunate, you know. Slowly, slowly, and we learn, slowly we learn. What is the best way to help myself? What's the best way to help myself? Be kind. That's all. Be kind. You know, everybody enjoys kindness. Everybody, even your pet, they enjoy kindness. They don't enjoy if you scold them, if you scream at them, they don't enjoy. You know, there's a whole minor part. It's about how to be kind. How to approach to yourself with kindness. How to approach with someone else if like going through some difficulties. The best way to help is to approach with the kindness. Same thing, if you are going through some difficulties, you can be critical, you can be judgmental. You have to approach with the kindness. Same thing you do with others. Very important. The four immeasurable practices will boost the practice of altruism. Well, you could say bodhicitta, if you are familiar with this technical term, also bodhicitta. It will boost the practice of bodhicitta. Not just that, if there are any obstacles that you face in order to practice bodhicitta successfully, it will eliminate those obstacles. So main obstacle is, you know, yeah, we do think, oh, me. Oh, nothing wrong. But need to do in a smart way, you know. Of course, completely denying other people's happiness, then focus on me. That's not going to lead you anywhere good. No. Yeah, very important. Very important. For your own liberation, for your own enlightenment, for your own happiness, practicing altruism is very important, very important. Okay, very important. So then, you know, sometimes you see the statement like cherishing others draw to all the happiness. True, very true. Cherishing others is draw to all the happiness. Very true, very true. Oh, my neighbor is so, how's your neighbor? Oh, very good, you know, they are so kind, you know, they are always, you know, kind of like saying something nice. You don't say, oh, my neighbor is so good because they are always angry and judgmental, critical. Nobody says. You don't say your neighbor is so good because they are always angry. Nobody says. Whenever you say they are very good, they are kind people to us. Everybody enjoys, you know. If something wonderful comes from your mouth, everybody enjoys. Whether you personally know that person or not, doesn't matter. Everybody enjoys, you know. Everybody likes to be respected. Everybody likes to be loved. Nobody likes to be looked down. So why we do that? The person, very person sitting right next to you, if you look down on them, they don't like they don't like, they don't want to be close to you. So that in fact, that if that, there will be like negative impact on your happiness. Now you, because now you feel uncomfortable because the person who is sitting right next to you, they are not happy because of your attitude. Meanwhile, that you are not happy because of their attitude. It's all interdependent. It's all relative. It's not like absolute. So the four images repair, that's what we should, you know, like next time when you do practice four immeasurables, think about that. Practice of four immeasurables will boost your practice of altruism. So then after the, every day, you know, if it's possible, if it's, whenever opportunity occurs, I will say something nice. What is it? Cause nothing. So, I think something good, this is very hard. This is not a piece of cake, but it is possible. It's very possible. You could do something good. It's your choice. You could do something good. If you can think something negative, definitely you can think of something positive too. Well, it's like that, you know. That's what meditation is about. Familiarity. Become familiar of thinking something positive. Okay, so this is the four images of practice of bodhicitta. It's all about think something wonderful, think something good, think something good for everyone, not just for yourself, everyone. Everyone enjoying wonderful thought. Wonderful thought produces wonderful speech. So that kind of, you know, like cheers people up. Then you see that, and you it's hard to believe that you become miserable seeing people happy. It's hard to believe. You know, so So anyway, I just want to say that, you know, to share. Oh, yeah. So then move on, please. Tamala, help.
Okay, let's see.
Practice doesn't have to be complicated. It can be something very simple like this. But it's not that hard to learn. You know, may all sentient beings have happiness, cause of happiness. It's not that difficult to learn. You could learn. Even though it takes 1 month, it's okay. You can learn one word a day. It's good, you know. It will help yourself. It will help you. It will help you, okay. You know? Something simple. It doesn't have to be complicated. You know? So doesn't mean I'm not like discouraging you to learn more. Of course, always good if you want to learn more. That's always good. But I don't want you to learn nothing because it's so complicated. No, you can learn something. No. Oh, it's true, there's so much to learn. Then you end up learning nothing. So that's not good. You can learn, you know. Some people can carry 100 pounds, or doesn't mean you could carry 100 pounds, but you can probably carry 1 pound quite easily, and you should carry 1 pound. Rather than think, oh, somebody carry 100 pounds, I'm not able to carry 100 pounds, I'm not going to carry anything. That's not good, because you can carry something. You know? So that means you do what you can do. Don't think that you cannot do anything. No, that's a mistake. That's a mistake. It doesn't have a valid base. Or thinking, oh, I cannot learn. No, you can learn. If you can learn, you can learn. There's no reason. Well, probably you have more knowledge than I do. You could read. Probably you are, you know, like, if I can learn, definitely you can learn. Definitely you can learn. Okay, no. Yeah, please continue. Sorry to interrupt.
Okay, so let's just say this one more time with inspiration from Geshe-la's teachings. All sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. We have the verse of praise and mantra for Chenrezig, the Buddha of great compassion, not veiled by any fault, white in color, whose head a perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings. To you, Chenrezig, all seeing one, I prostrate.
Oh, yeah, so we'll say this, you know, three times together, so, and first three times we chant, so then, you know, it heals you from all the problems that is generated from you, like, being arrogant and pride, you know, so, whatever, like, problem that causes, at the workplace, at the house, your families, within your friend. What is the any problem that causes by being arrogant, being pride, you know? So then, after reciting three times, chanting the Mani Mantra, just imagine that completely like a heal, completely heal all the wound that created by being pride and arrogant, completely heal. Then your life becomes free from that, you know, arrogant or free from arrogant pride, okay? Second, complications caused by jealousy. Next three recitations will completely purify that or completely heal, so then your life become free from jealousy. Okay. Alhamdulillah, chant please. Alhamdulillah has a much better voice. So compared to my donkey voice. Then you can also chant too, you can. So now, next three recitations, you know, all the complications that we go through because of so much doubt. Oh, my life, I don't think that, Gisela said many times that your life is precious. I don't believe, I don't think my life is precious. Not like that, not having faith. Oh, I can't do this, you know, because it's like that, blah, 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 you know. But I don't think that I possess Buddha nature. I don't think that I'm capable to become enlightened. You don't have any valid base. It's just negative doubt. I don't doubt, blah, blah, because of this and that. Oh, I don't think I can get enlightened because I'm not monk, because I'm not nun. All kind of negative doubt. So it will stop you to achieve success in the spiritual field, in mundane field. If you have no faith in yourself, if you don't have faith in your practice, if you don't have faith in yourself, that becomes the obstacle you to achieve success in the spiritual level, field in mundane field both. So you should need you should have more faith. More faith. Oh, so any complication that is associated with the negative doubt, so then after the third recitation, completely purify, so then you become free from the negative doubt. Okay? Oh.
Mani Deme Hum, Mani Deme Hum, Mani Deme Hum.
So now, like third recitation, next recitations, and all the complications they're related to or causes by not knowing the fact, not knowing the fact. Such as, each and every being on this planet doesn't want even slightest problems. That's the fact. Not knowing that fact. And not just that problem, that then exaggerates, oh, these people don't deserve any good, you know, these people need to be, to look down or blah, 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 blah. Kind of ignorance. So then, of course, the ignorance, that's the beginning of the 12 link, that very ignorant, the fundamental ignorance, which is the root of all the problems. So the next recitation, so then we eliminate the, as you purify all that, then your life becomes free from the ignorance.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
Next recitations, you know, all the problems associated with craving, clinging so tightly, craving so tightly, all of that. Any problem that caused by clinging so tightly on something, it's called this like idea or object, sound or smell, taste or tactile, idea, opinions, suggestions, all of that. The minute you realize it's causing you so much stress, just let it go. Just let it go. Out of altruistic attitude, just let it go. It's not good for you. It's not worth it. Your ego might say it's very much worth it, but it's that is ignorance. It's not worth it. Oh yeah, so then like visualize that. Okay, I'll visualize that. Now the next recitation, the most destructive distressed thought, anger, anything, of course, there's so much complications that's caused by anger, which is considered like pain. Don't hold that pain, then there will be pain. There's a lot of pain if you harbor that pain. Out of bodhicitta is not worth it. It's not doing anything good for yourself. It's just causing so much, you know, so much of your energy for nothing. Nothing for you, nothing for others. Nobody wins. Because of this disturbing thought, the most destructive disturbing thought, anger, nobody wins. You may think that you're winning, no, deep down, you don't feel good. So any problem that is generated by that anger, so then visualize that next mantra will completely purify that, then your life become free with anger. Okay? Much better life.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
Oh yeah, so now that very end, then you visualize it. You become more compassionate person. Now you become more compassionate person and more wise. More wise. Wise? More wise about your happiness. More compassionate, more wise. All body, spirit, and mind. All become, now all the body, spirit, and mind is powered by compassion. Money, that jewel, which is refers to Om heart, altitude, attitude. Padma, in this case, refers to wisdom. That means, whom, unification of wisdom and compassion become like two wings. Now you can fly, like that. Okay, so then you become compassionate being. So then that compassion will heal you. Kill everyone else. That's the best thing. That's the best thing. Nobody argue about compassion. Oh, philosophical idea, creator, not creator, there's a lot of debate. Compassion, nobody argues, nobody. There's no debate. There's no debate. It's something wonderful to have. There's no debate. Nobody argue about compassion. It's good. Something that you can develop based on mani mantra recitation, go through that. In the end, your life become compassionate, become more wise. Okay. Thank you very much. Now time is over. So Sunday class, now from now on, it will only last 1 hour. Yeah, so yeah, thank you. So, that novel I may recite dedications.
May all beings everywhere, plagued with sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy, may the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now the long life prayers, first for the one for His Holiness, the Dalai Lama. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. And then the one for Sarah J. Tenzin Rinpoche, Jisumo Sandelic, the one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Amatade, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And the one for Abba Tsongkhapa Rinpoche, you who uphold the subdurous moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Then, of course, the Green Tara Mantra for Geshe Kelek and Geshe Sangpo. Long, happy, healthy lives. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Oh yeah, thank you very much. So now getting hotter and hotter, please stay cool. Physically, mentally, stay cool. Okay, so thank you very much. And see you next Sunday.